This is the Living Fearless Today podcast, a show that helps men like you and me who are struggling to get unstuck and overcome fear to live confidently and courageously. I'm your host and transformation coach, Mike Forrester, helping you create the change you want now. Join me as I interview men who've conquered their challenges and soared to success as they spill their secrets on how they live fearless today. Well, hello and welcome back, my friend. And this week's guests, definitely, there's the opportunity to recognize them. They are the most visited, I don't know, most voiced voices. They're the most frequent guests that I've had. And that's because I believe sincerely in what they're doing. And that would be Kyle Nelson and Eli Libby. And their solo retreat has been just an experience that is life-changing, something that helps you to not only gain, you know, that clarity that so many of us lack. Because, I mean, be honest, how many of us are just going day to day to day, and it's like Groundhog Day because the things that are coming at us, that task list, that list of priorities and things that people are expecting of us, does not shorten without some kind of, you know, real guidance and intentionality. And that's what Kyle and Eli are providing. They're providing that clarity, that purpose, you know, that drive, just what so many of us are hungering for, but don't know how to get it because it wasn't something that was taught to us growing up. And so these two men just come from the whole journey. Right? They've gone through it. They've walked that path. It's not one of those things that, you know, the challenges are foreign to them. They have walked this path, and through a solo retreat is how they got to where they are now. So they're sharing that gift that they experienced and allowing us to come alongside of them. And so Kyle and Eli, how are you guys doing today, my friends?
Hey, Mike.
Amazing, man. Yeah,
thanks for the kind words, man.
So good to see you again. Good. So good to see you.
Likewise.
You're looking great.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's been one of those that, you know, there's been some 5Ks along the way. I took a little bit of a break from that, got sick and had some other, you know, challenges more recently. But coming up here very soon, I've got the adventure race with my family. So
sweet.
Really excited about that. So
that's exciting. Awesome.
Dude, I mean, it's like, you know, like I look at Eli. Eli's a new dad. Mm-hmm. And how many of us as dads have, you know, been like, hey, I'd love to be there. I'd, you know, like to be, mm-hmm. you know, at home experiencing what's going on.
Yep.
The intentionality that you guys take in life, mm-hmm. you know, Eli, you were like, you know, hey, I'm going to spend some time at home, unplug, without, you know, Kyle being there to step up, you're unable to do that. Mm. But the two of you have the communication, you have a friendship, the relationship to be able to do that. And you're being, you know, set on what's important, which is something that, dude, for the vast majority of my life, I didn't know what was important aside from what's on TV or who's going to be playing video games tonight. You know, like it was so short-sighted.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys just are bringing the value, not only to other people's lives, but you're making sure that it's priority one within your own life. You're walking that talk. So congratulations, man. And I'm just stoked to have you guys here. So I really appreciate you guys coming back and sharing it. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. So let's start with the big thing here. You guys have a new book coming out. Mm-hmm. Totally excited about it. You've already done a whole lot of work in creating the event. You know, the book coming out, I think, makes this so much more accessible to guys, you know, to just pick up, to be able to kind of engage with where they're at, going, is this right for me?
Right.
And so we'll get into, you know, more about the book and the difference between the retreat and the book. but so that guys, you know, maybe they haven't heard the interviews with, you know, each of you individually, or the one that we did last year or last season, I should say, about what a solo retreat is and the value. Let's, you know, just kind of touch on your guys' stories, because it's, like I said earlier, challenges are not unknown to you. You know, you've walked through some serious challenges and faced them and come out the other side. And it took some strength and questioning what's going on and how do I do this? So Kyle, if we can start with you, like give us an overview of like, dude, like how did you traverse those things and what did you have to go through, man?
Yeah. Dude, always love sharing my story on your podcast, Mike, because you ask the right questions and it's a comfortable spot. So back in November 8th of 2018, I was living in Paradise, California, which for those of you that don't know where that is, it's about an hour and a half north of Sacramento, California. And I was living in the beautiful Sierra Nevada foothills. I had a little business at the time doing portrait photography, and Eli and I were starting to do one of our businesses together called Results Imagery. And I was in a really perfect moment in my life. I was, you know, finally adulting correctly. I was making some all right money for mid-20s. Like I had a new child that was, you know, a few years old. And I was really excited just to finally, we bought this home. We've been living there for a couple of years. But unfortunately, on November 8th, one of those wildfires hit Northern California like they always do. And when you live in Northern California, it's just by the wayside, like, oh, maybe there's temporary evacuations, but you live it and you're used to it. But this one was different. It was growing football fields a second. It was growing so fast, 100 mile per hour plus winds, gusts of winds. And Paradise, California is a land trap. There's only one way in and one way out from multiple cities where 60,000 people live in this area. And I unfortunately was one of them. And sure enough, you know, I lost my home in that fire. My parents lost their home in the fire. They were about a mile away, having to help them get out as well. Battled on the road to get out of there through very, very tall flames. I get chills even thinking about it, seeing some very crazy stuff getting out of there. And it was really scary. And my life was threatened. But unfortunately, the day before that, me and my wife actually had our first miscarriage as well. So there was a lot of death in my life in a span of 24 hours. And the first thing I knew I needed to do, though, was I needed to be the backbone of my family. I needed to be resilient. I needed to make sure to take care of them. And that goes for my wife, my son, my dog, and my two parents. And by the way, I've got a business that I've lost, and Eli and I are trying to build this other one. And so what I did was I suppressed my feelings. I didn't deal with them because I just know I needed to move forward. I didn't want to be left in a doomsday kind of style of living. I knew that if I pushed forward, I could get the family to move and find that normalcy we needed. But unfortunately, when you suppress feelings for so long, they do start to trickle out in different ways. And for me, it was severe anxiety, depression, and PTSD. You know, we moved up to Bend, Oregon, and wildfires are very bad up here as well. And I just started seeing plumes, and the PTSD was real. And I went to therapists, and sure enough, you know, the severe anxiety, depression, and PTSD, I was diagnosed with that. And I started learning about that about myself. But as I was going through that learning experience, those emotions and suppression was no longer. And it started to really come out like heavy until April 21st, 2021, 4:30 in the morning, I woke up completely numb. Looked at myself in the mirror. I didn't know who that person was looking back, and I was ready to commit suicide that day. And I had no other option in my mind to be able to take care of the pain I was going through. And God willing, I heard the word escape. And so luckily, when I heard the word escape in that moment, I didn't look like it as suicide. I looked at it as I need to escape the noise, the reality that I'm living in right now, and I have to deal with this head on. And so sure enough, that is what I did. I went and did my own solo retreat. My wife helped me do some very primitive prompts, journal prompts and exercises. But the biggest thing is I needed to turn off everything that was going on, and I need to re-identify who I was moving forward. And that's what I did over a 72-hour period. And I came back completely changed man. I laughed, I cried, and I really figured out what was next in my life. And came back stoked to get back in the office. I was the dad, the husband, the son, the business partner, and friend that I knew I needed to be to support others and to support myself. And so I came back full force. And during that time, Eli went through some hardship. But the one thing I learned by going on a solo retreat is the gift that was given to me from the word escape wasn't just for me. This has turned into a domino ripple effect to help other people. But when you go through that pain in that moment, you don't see it, right? You're like, there's no way this is for others. This is like what I'm figuring out for myself. But knowing now, looking back in retrospect, like it's amazing that I went through that experience because of the impact we've been able to make.
Yeah. I think the fact that, you know, you listed off all these other things, like who you are to other people.
Yeah.
Dude, if we're not able to be there for ourselves,
right,
we're not able to show up in those other roles at any kind of healthy capacity, right? Absolutely. And so you being able to come back for yourself, I think is like the foundation that so many of us miss because mm-hmm. we push and push and push until there's nothing left to push with.
Absolutely.
So, you know, to me, that shows the power of a retreat.
Yeah.
And giving ourselves permission to take time for ourselves, because oftentimes we'll give permission to everybody else mm-hmm. for what they're doing, but we don't allow ourselves or feel worthy mm-hmm. to be able to be given permission. I love the fact that you did that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So yeah,
that the permission piece is really important. And when your tank is completely empty and you don't see anything left, any other options, the whole program we have, the most difficult thing you're going to do is giving yourself that permission. Mm-hmm. And it takes you to do it. We can help people walk through it. We can help them figure it out. But mm-hmm. if you can't give yourself that permission, that's the sticking point.
Especially as men. Mm-hmm. Men have the hardest time doing that. Mm-hmm. Typically, they are, like Kyle said, the backbone of a family. They put everybody else in front of themselves. And as a result, it's cooped up. And it boils over one day, or it can boil over if you don't give yourself that permission and worthiness that you talked about, Mike.
Yeah. Well, Eli, I want to make sure we talk about the challenges you faced, because those were monumental, man. So I want to touch on, you know, just as the pivotal challenges that Kyle moved through, I want to talk about yours as well.
Yeah, well, of course. And thankful for Kyle going through what he did. I mean, it sounds bad to say, but if he didn't go through what he went through, not only is this program likely not changing hundreds of people's lives, it doesn't change mine either. And when he had gotten back, everything happens for a reason. So he came back within, I think, a month of that. In a 2-week period, I lost my great uncle, who was this amazing veteran, but also this amazing North Star in my life. I took a lot from him. Our business crumbled, and then I found out I was being cheated on, and my marriage ended. And this all happened in a 2-week period. So as a man, I know, you know, the audience out there, there are multiple legs of things for men, and one of them is providing for your family. It's a primal instinct that men have. So when that is pulled out from under you and the business crumbles, and then on top of that, your relationship or what you thought was something that you give your word to as a man, I think, is a big part. And when that crumbles, and then you lose a cornerstone in your life, you start to really crumble as a man. And the questions that keep coming up, at least in my head, but I know from experience talking to other guys, is it me? That the question in your head is it me? Is it me because of the business? Obviously, I didn't have control over my great uncle, but that just happened. And when it rains, it pours. And then the business and the marriage is like, is that because of me? So when I went off and did my solo retreat, I took these prompts. I went through very deep inner work to really hammer out that question. That's a limiting belief. There's emotional baggage tied to both of those. And when I was in my solo retreat, 90 pages in, hammering out my purpose and my why, I was able to break free and rewire that question. Is it me? And I was able to like completely drop that and disregard all that baggage and now move forward in a positive light. And like Kyle said, at that moment, I had just this breakthrough. Like, we've got to get this in everybody's hands that is going through, whether it's trauma, new chapter in life, healing, or even a proactive measure. How can we do that? And that was the mission that is burning inside of both of us till this day. And it will always be there.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's one of those life-changing things that it's like, it doesn't fade. It just continues to burn brighter. So,
wait, look at it.
Yeah.
100%. Well,
let's,
love that.
Let's, you know, we talked about the book that it's, you know, coming out. Huge accomplishment. Super excited for both of you and for those of us, you know, being able to pick it up and read it. I'm like, this is awesome. What is in the book? Can you give us like a high level overview of what the book contains and what you can expect, you know, kind of coming out of going through the book and its process and activities?
Sure.
Yeah.
So a big reason for the book and why somebody would pick it up is they're at a moment in life where they're lacking clarity, might be in a new chapter of life, and they're looking, maybe things haven't worked in the past. Maybe they tried coaching, therapy, maybe they've done group kind of rah-rah style retreats and nothing has worked. The power of this book is to show you how to do a solo retreat and the power of solitude. And the foundation of everything that we did, and you can hear it in both of our stories, is we removed the noise. Men, we'll speak to men because this is what the audience is here, is cannot unplug. It's so hard as high achievers call them that, is a big bucket, to unplug, to disconnect, to be intentional, to be in the moment. That is the ground floor of what is containing in this book, which is how to remove the noise and the power. And the, there's some neuroscience on why is it so important.
Yeah. The cool part, the way that we structured this book, is we really wanted to make people understand that solo retreats aren't something that should feel foreign. It shouldn't feel scary to go on. And there's a really easy way just to go do it on your own. And so we crafted this book to make it very easy to read. It's not a very long book, and we've made it so you can see that there's a path forward, so we can be proactive about what may happen in our future than just being reactive. Because the one thing I want everyone to do is go on to these retreats and figure themselves out before that breaking point happens. And we both went to those breaking points. And luckily, this like retreat thing happened. Otherwise, I don't know what could have happened. So yeah, we're really excited to get the book in people's hands.
And I think, likewise, Mike, a big part of it too is sharing from experience. Like a lot of the beginning part of the book talks about what we went through a little bit more in depth. It talks about those stories from a very authentic space of experience. And that's what we believe in, is authenticity to its core. And the book does a great job of meeting a man where they are, meeting them exactly at the point that they could be in their life. And it does a good job of doing that, and then gives them, like Kyle said, a path forward and structure on how to potentially get past that hurdle that they're in life.
So we talked about, like, you know, in the previous episode, why to do a solo retreat experience. Why the book? I mean, is the book bridging something that was missing? Is it another way to get it in as an introduction? I mean, like, why the book? You know, when you have the experience available.
The book offers a secondary option that's part of the norm in life, right? Most times when people feel like they may have a lack of clarity, they may be confused, foggy, they don't have a clear path forward, they instantly go to therapy. They instantly think coaching. They instantly think all the different programs that you can do out there. This gives you an alternative option. And what this book can do is it can educate you to see if it's the right option for you. And we're going to talk about in the book a little bit about the power of what you can actually get out of a solo retreat, the science behind it, why it actually works when you turn everything off, science-backed papers in there that talk about what's happening in your brain during solitude and stillness. What's being turned off, and why are things coming from that deep inner voice? Why is that getting louder? And we have a full framework behind it as well. So when you go and take a solo retreat, we have the reset framework. And we break down what each one of those are, which is remove the noise, engage with the present, see what's true, envision what's next, and then taking aligned action. And then we can talk about a little bit about what is a reset rhythm you can do in your own life, whether it's 5 minutes a day, maybe it's a day, 3 days, monthly check-ins, whatever that is, to see where it fits for you. And then our program is a structured way to do that. Having someone that you're having being kept accountability from, someone coaching you through it afterwards, a debrief call, but really the workbooks, the journal prompts, the exercise and activities that we wish we would have had that were very primitive at the time to help you walk through that structure so it's not as scary. So you're not just showing up at a cabin hoping something happens, right? We want to make sure you're prepared and ready to go to walk you through that. And so the book can help you get started on a solo retreat. You definitely can take one after reading the book, but our program will actually help you through that process.
Cool. Okay. So when is the best time to pick up the book? I mean, do I need to be in the midst of that challenge, or is it only if, you know, hey, I'm in the middle of smooth sailing? Like, is there a time? I know those are rare and far and few between, right? In all honesty. Yeah. It's like smooth sailing. That's a myth.
You're in your hippie phase now, apparently. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. but is there a best time, or is any time good to pick up the book?
Sure. I think you could make an argument for both sides, both parts of the fence there. Most people are going to pick this up in the time that they need it. They're lacking clarity. There's no structure. Things seem to be falling apart in their life. I'd say that's probably when 70% of people will buy. The other 30% will be proactive measures, like Kyle mentioned, before the breaking point. Mm. We like to say, we want you to dig the well before you're thirsty, meaning you want to have that prepared and ready to go so that you have the tool chest when that breaking point does come. I need to remove the noise. I need to create some solitude, and I need to hear that inner voice again. The book does a great job speaking to both. We seem to use the book, and we've already started to use the book as a great touch point for people that might be on the fence about a solo retreat, and not to sell them on a solo retreat, but more to have that genuine touch point of, hey, Mike, you know, solo retreat might not be in the cards right now, whether it's budget, whether it's time, whether you might not be in the right mental space to do one. Can we send you the book, and can we highlight a chapter for you to read? I know you're crazy busy. You've got no time. You've got five kids to manage, but just read this one chapter. And it's been fun to give that. Again, I talked about authenticity and being a genuine people and coaches. This gives us the opportunity to do that to that audience that we talked about, that 70% of people that are looking at going on a retreat and reading the book.
Mm. Yeah. My wife was the one that managed the five kids. I was the oldest. So, you know, I only had to manage four. I was barely getting myself, you know, but yeah. Well, you talked about some different times. Like, is there a certain person that this is for, or is it for everybody? You know, like, is everybody going to gain something from reading the book?
Yeah, I wanted to touch on actually kind of the opposite of what you were saying as well, is a solo retreat is also great for someone that thinks they're aligned and they're on the right path, and it gives them a time to take a step back to make sure that that's a thing. We've had several people where they're like, the solo retreat's not for me. I'm good. Like, I'm clear. Money's coming in. My relationships are good. And then we said, well, you actually sound a little nervous about, are you on the right track? And the second we planted that, he was like, yeah, you're right. Because then it'll take away the second guessing and the anxiety I'm having of like, is this actually real? Is this actually the path I need to take? And so that's really helpful to be able to help people through that process. What was the follow-up question?
It was, so in terms of like when people will take, that was good. Yeah. That was a great point.
Yeah.
To your, like what Kyle's saying too is, people say that they can't sleep at night. They tell us they can't sleep at night. They're like, man, I have way too much stuff going on. I don't know if I'm, you know, doing the right things, and they can't sleep at night. But if we flip the script and say, what if you can validate your feelings and maybe that is the right path, that allows them to sleep better at night as well.
Right.
The people that are coming to your question, who is it good for? It is so, it is like a shotgun blast of who could use a solo retreat, but who we primarily see are new chapters and transitions of life, whether that is a dad moving into being an empty nester and having to, you know, build this relationship back with his spouse for the last 18 years that they really haven't connected well. Maybe it's an entrepreneur that sold the business, and now that identity went with that acquisition. Now they're just completely lost. What's next? What am I going to do? Who am I? And we see a lot of trauma too. A lot of trauma healing, going through a divorce. That seems to be a really big one that we see.
Grieving.
Grieving is another really big one.
Yeah. You know, it's across the board for anybody that needs to really recertify who they are and taking a step back. And yeah. It's hard to say it's for every individual, but solitude and stillness and time and self-worth is for everybody. And people don't know how to do it. They don't know how to actually go and take a step back and give themselves permission. But then what do I do, right? You don't have structure behind it. And so we're providing structure to help you do that self-reflection, to help you do that self-discovery, and then vision and craft what's next in life. Otherwise, you just kind of are in this hum of life in the hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. We're sprinting, thinking that's momentum, but we're just in place. We're not actually moving forward. So we help people get out of that hamster wheel and actually finally start moving forward.
Yeah. So it sounds like whether things are a challenge and are going, you know, bad, I've lost a job, I've,
right.
mm-hmm. you know, divorced, whatever the case may be, or they're going well, you know, hey, I have my goals, I'm knocking them out. Either case can benefit from it because you're elevating
right.
and either giving clarity or giving assurance through the clarity mm-hmm. for people to say, yes, this is actually what you're meant for. So you're not wasting time
right.
wondering and all that spent, you know, necessary energy being spent there. Exactly. You know, it's so funny because it comes to mind, you know, like the joke of, you know, what do we do with our emotions? We bury them in our muscles. And why do we get bigger muscles, you know, to bury, you know, more emotions or bury them deeper? And it's like, this is a way to bring them out so that you're not having like that toxic landfill mm-hmm. that so many of us are walking through thinking it's the only way to get through life. Here's an alternative way. Mm-hmm. And it means you'll be in a happier place, a healthier place, and be able to go after the success that you want in life, knowing that that's actually what you want, not just something you saw on TikTok or YouTube that somebody else, you know, has as, you know, their dream life that they're showing off, or that your parents or somebody else told you, hey, this is who you need to be. You're giving us an opportunity to really understand, hey, this is the North Star. This is who you are and, yep. and how you can get there.
Exactly. Which, that's a great way. It's a great way to put it.
Yeah. I think most of us are missing that.
For sure. Or they're, like you said, trying to go after a different life that's not actually authentic to them. Right. There was an Oscar Wilde quote that is one of my favorites. It's one that like sticks out in my head when you say that, is be yourself. Everybody else is taken. I think that has like just stuck in my head so much that like you've got to be your own person. And I think it speaks to what you just said. Mm.
Yeah. It's one of those of why be a fraud? Yeah. You know, yep. it's harder work than being yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm guilty of this, where I will buy books and they will go on the shelf or they go on the desk and they get buried. If it's not the dust, you know, and then it's papers and the chaos and just, you know, the stress of daily life, right? The things that go on that are louder in our face. So when that book arrives, you know, I jump on Amazon, I go, I want this book, boom. When that book arrives on my doorstep or in my Kindle iPad, how would you guys guide me as somebody who's just gotten your book to take action on what's in the book and actually finish it to, you know, then execute and move forward in it, not just be, again, covered in dust on my desk or just platitudes that were cool, you know?
Sure. We wrote this book to make it an easy read so it's not daunting, because we are just like you. We see that the new book's out and then we see it and we're like, wow, that's a 350-page book. Like, that's going to take me months to read, right? It's not this crazy PhD level reading. We wrote it for the average individual to be able to read through this in a few sittings. chapters are no longer than 15, 20 pages. And we wanted to make it so when you're reading it, it's an easy read. We have subheaders in each one that talks about, like, for example, for the chapter Remove the Noise, it starts off with a quick introduction, and then we go to why do we normalize the noise for a few paragraphs? What's the myth of momentum for a few paragraphs? Why, you know, what is the pause that feels like a panic, right? Subtraction is a skill. So we make it so it's a really easy read. And even if you're not a quick reader, even if it's not, you know, something you like doing, a chapter a day is going to be really easy to get started. And it's really just a way to validate everything you're going through. Because the people that really need solo retreats the most, their life is going a million miles per hour. The last thing we want to do is throw them a book that's difficult to read, that long, and then just like another thing on your list. So we really tried to develop this book so it's an easy thing just to take on and start applying. I mean, there's things in there like you could start applying like right now after you read it. What is a 5-minute micro reset that you can do? Mm-hmm. So we want it to be very applicable right after the fact. And if you need structure and you want to take the step of a multi-day solo retreat, we can help you with. If you don't want our help, that's fine. You can still, through this book, figure out how to actually take one. So it was really important for us to make it easy because we know people are just, they're going a million miles per hour and they don't have the time to read the next big book. And so easy chunks, get through it. And it's from our point of view, writing it as well. So we talk, like Eli was saying, we talk about our stories. We talk about a lot of people that have gone on our program and their story and what happened and the different results they got from it and what they were looking. There's something for everyone to relate to because we try to touch on different people's experiences as well.
I would say, Mike, the only thing to add to that is when you're looking at buying this book, there's a reason that you're going to try and buy this book. Mm. There's a reason that you were attracted to the book. Mm. This, you know, maybe you've tried coaching, therapy, other retreats. That I think it comes down to the point, maybe a breaking point where like, okay, I really need something and I need a low entry to see if this is actually going to work. So I always come back to like the self-discipline and the commitment aspect. You bought this book for a reason. Like, let's just start there. It's not long. Open it and read it. Set some time, like every evening, try and get a chapter done. You're going to be done and by the end of the week. So I think it comes down to why did you buy the book in the first place? And it really, the front cover answers most of it. A structured path, the reclaiming clarity, and purpose in a noisy world. It's a very attractive subheading that everybody is dealing with right now, especially in these high achievers and men particularly.
Yeah, if you look at statistics, it's like there is a definite need for something different because there's burnout, there's anxiety, there's depression. Yep. I mean, there is a slew of, you know, mental and emotional pain.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess it's the best way to put it. You know, there's the shortcomings and the pain. Yep. And it's like, I want to be more. I want this to be different. How do I get there? And a lot of us, there's the shame in asking how. How do I get there? What's different? Mm. Who am I? You know, it's like, exactly. I just need to be quiet and keep protect to myself. Mm. Yep. Yeah, because it's like it's already vulnerable enough, you know. Hmm. You go to the gym, you look, you've got shortcomings. You go to work, you know, you see everybody's success, perceived success, and you feel short. You see, you know, men on TV or hear about their stories and I'm falling short again.
Yeah.
And just being able to be confident in your purpose and who you are, which is, you know, what you guys are offering, but it takes that risk of, are you willing to bet on yourself? And the dividends in betting on ourselves are at such a level that I think it's hard to comprehend that we could receive that much out of something we do, you know, or that taking the time is going to benefit us that much when I've got to execute. If my value comes from do, not in B. And it's like, man, to have the clarity in the roadmap, that's the true gold.
Yeah.
It's true. So true, man. That's a great way to put it.
We're living in a world of like analysis paralysis where there's too many options to figure out how to fix me. It's like, what if the option was just nothing? Like taking a step back with yourself. What if that was the option? Not another you know, once a week call, another once a week therapy session, not another this, this, and that, and the other. What if it was just literally nothing and taking a step back and hearing yourself again? And that's like our message, is you don't need more to move forward. You actually need less. And you'll find in that less, you're actually going to start finding and hearing answers and a path forward through the noise and through the fog. So that's what this book offers, is maybe the option is just nothing. And it is just taking a step back.
So we take the step back, we buy the book, work through it, get some clarity. You know, I think we've all been one of those, and, you know others, that it's like New Year's resolutions, man. They come in, we're hot. Yeah, right. Man, we start hot, things are going, and it slowly gets chipped away, right? It fades into the sunset. What's the next step? Like, long term, what do we do to continue, like, improving our, you know, our clarity, our drive, our purpose, like expanding that or refining it? Like, what do we do that we've gotten out of the book? Is it continuing to reread the book or go on a retreat? Or is, you know, like, what's the next step long term?
Sure. I would say, Mike, two parts. We've got a couple different solo retreat options that people can go on. We curate the experience if they want that. We book them an amazing spot. They can go do the reflective work that they learned about and just take it, double click into that a little further. The other side that I would say is, you know, whether you go with a retreat by the book or not, is find somebody to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Like, that's it right there. These New Year's resolutions, they blow out because you're accountable yourself for 2 weeks. Apple did an amazing commercial on it this year with the new Apple Watch. They said, whatever they call it, the second Friday. It's the second Friday of January. All your goals are gone because you have no accountability. And they were selling the watch.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing here, is just find somebody to latch onto that. And that's where I think we step in really well, is we are basically accountability coaches. We're your buddy that can go out there and check in with you once a month and say, hey, Mike, did you do that 5K, or did you book the 5K? Have you been training every week for it? What is it that we can hold you accountable to? And typically we get that laundry list of things that they want to do after a solo retreat. And that's where we jump in. And for 6 to 12 months, we are on their calendar for 1 hour every month. Mm. And we're checking in on the goals that they said that they were going to be accountable to. Yeah. And that's what we're passionate about, is prevent the backsliding.
And I want to kind of ask you, because accountability has been weaponized. Mm. I think we've all heard stories, maybe had experiences on it. What's the difference in the accountability that you guys offer in a retreat? Because it's like, we've all been at the point where it's like that becomes, accountability becomes almost that proverbial thumb that we're being kept under, right? Mm-hmm. We open up, we're vulnerable, we tell somebody, and then that comes back and it's a power trip on us. Mm-hmm. What does the accountability that you guys are offering look like? Mm-hmm.
So in our solo retreats, the one thing you're really diving into and finding out is really your limited beliefs and your emotional baggage that's stopping you to move forward. But that's all happening through intrinsic work you're doing by yourself on your own. That's a very, very powerful moment that you find in yourself. And it feels very real, because you could be in the middle of a city at an Airbnb, or in the middle of a cabin in the middle of the forest with no one around. But that exact moment you're alone with your own thoughts and you figure it out is very, very real. And typically when we start getting that laundry list of things, the fire is so hot and ready to go. They know the path forward, but they don't know really which way to take it. And they need those check-ins of accountability, because how intrinsic that motivation has become. And so our accountability also, what's really cool is we offer masterminds. So we do one-on-one coaching, and then we also do masterminds of the tribe. And these are people that have all gone through our program that know the vocab, that can support each other. And as you start bouncing off ideas and like, oh, I actually have gone through that, you have that support system wrapped around you to move forward. So we really try to not drain you in the support, but know that there's a beat of it and a rhythm to it, because that's the most important thing. We can help you figure out what the reset is that you need to go on. We can help you figure out micro resets, a big reset, but what's the rhythm afterwards that you need to take in order to make sure that those principles and the discipline you're trying to do is actually happening.
Yeah, you guys have got an encouraging and uplifting focus and practice in your accountability. Not, I think, you know, going back to what some of us have heard of or experienced of, you know, being berated and demeaned. This is actually for our benefit in a beneficial and healthy, caring way. So, yeah, I just want to clarify, because I know accountability can be one of those words it's like sends many off. And it's you guys are saying it and offering it, but it's not in maybe the same way many of us have experienced it.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point. And I think accountability can be interchanged for men as camaraderie if you position it correctly. I think camaraderie for men is like this, like, let's all do this together. Let's bring each other up and support each other versus feeling like you're being micromanaged. I think camaraderie is another synonym for accountability for men particularly.
Perfect. I love the way of doing that, because that's exactly. Well, man, thank you guys for both writing the book and coming and sharing about the book, because again, it is another vehicle to help us elevate, get to where we want and know ourselves better, right? To give ourselves permission to be who we want to be and have the clarity there and you know, just know without a doubt where we're going. How can men get a hold of the book and, you know, take that next step?
Just go to the website, to the webpage, soloretreat.co/book. And that's going to give you the options on where to purchase the book. We have, let's see, the Audible audiobook, the hardcover, the soft cover, and the Kindle version. On the Kindle version ebook. So however you want to read it, listen to it, we've got it for you, and it's all there on that webpage.
You guys know you're speaking my language when you say Audible, because I'm like,
yeah, for sure.
I can go and it removes the time excuse. I can
totally
do it and listen to it, gain the benefits, you know, while I'm still doing other things, but then with the exercises, be able to dive into it. So I appreciate you guys for making that.
For sure.
I'm gonna see it as just done for me. So.
Yep. And it's a very, you know, as you know, the book is very personal for us, and we did the audio. We did it all together. Sweet. So you get to hear to listen. Hopefully you like my voice better than his during it, because I got a few more words on him on the, yeah, on the recording.
We should have Mike record this audio book.
Actually would have been.
I mean, you know, I'm still here. I'm available.
I know. We might just scrap it all and just have you read this. Eli's breaking point.
No, man, I appreciate it. Guys, thank you so very much. Congratulations on the launch of your book. And thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen. Man. Thanks for having us, Mike.
It, guys.
You're the man. Thanks, Mike.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks so much, my friend, for joining me on another episode. If you found the information within the show helpful, please leave a review on the platform you're listening to. Helps raise the show's visibility so other men can join us in breaking free. See you on the next episode, and remember to continue putting yourself out there. Have a great one.